Culture Class, Holidays in Iran, Lesson 8, Sadeh Feast. Hello, and welcome to the Culture Class, Holidays in Iran series at PersianPod101.com. In this series, we're exploring the traditions behind Iranian holidays and observances. I'm Eric, and you're listening to Season 1, Lesson 8, Sadeh Feast. In Persian, it's called
Jashne Sadeh.
Apart from the fire festival, there is another celebration related to fire in Iran known as the Sadeh Feast. During this celebration, which is closely associated with Zoroastrians, a grand fire that gathers large groups of people is built. In this lesson, we will learn about the story of King
Hushang
and how he cast out snakes or
Mar
using fire. We will also discover why the number 100 is of paramount importance to this date. Now, before we get into more detail, do you know the answer to this question? What is
Ateshkade?
And why was it established? If you don't already know, you'll find out a bit later. Keep listening.
Bahman,
10th in the Iranian calendar, which lands on January 29th of the Gregorian calendar, is called Sadeh Feast, or
Jashne Sadeh
in Persian. According to legend, King
Hushang
once went to a mountain, or
Ku,
with 100 of his companions. There, he encountered a great snake, which he threw a big stone at in an attempt to save his own life. Rather than hitting the snake, the stone struck another stone, causing a spark, or
Jaraqe,
and lighting a fire that sent the scared snake slithering away. King
Hushang
was overjoyed with the result and celebrated his success with his companions. Today, Sadeh Feast is reserved as a day to celebrate the power, greatness, and glory of fire as demonstrated by King Hushang's tale. The name of this feast, Sadeh, is rooted in the word
Sat,
which means 100. Some say this name refers to the 50 days and 50 nights between Sadeh Feast and New Year's Day, which together equal 100. Others claim that traditionally, the feast was celebrated 100 days after winter began. Yet another theory claims that the name refers to the 100 children King
Kiumars
supposedly fathered. There are also people who reject any association between the words
Sad
and
Sade
at all, who believe the feast is held on this day because it is 40 days after the sun's birth on Yalda night. Despite the extreme differences between these origin stories, some people believe all of these theories to be true. In modern times, after the sun sets on
Bahman
10th, three Zoroastrian priests in white robes walk toward a pile of firewood with a firebox in hand, accompanied by a number of young people carrying lit torches. The priests read some parts of
Avesta,
the holy book of Zoroastrians, in praise of the fire before setting the firewood alight. The sacred fire is lit in the hope that it remains burning through to the next Sadeh feast. Still today, this ceremony is held in
Kerman, Yazd,
as well as among Zoroastrians in other areas. Now it's time to answer our quiz question. What is
Ateshkade?
And why was it established? Due to the sacred nature of fire among Zoroastrians in Iran, buildings and places of worship were constructed with a special place reserved for fire. These places are referred to as
Ateshkade
and are considered to be the center of religious worship for Zoroastrians. So listeners, how did you like this lesson? Did you learn anything interesting? Are any celebrations related to fire held where you live? Leave us a comment telling us at PersianPod101.com, and I'll see you in the next lesson.
Listeners, ever have any language or lesson-related questions?
Or maybe you have some feedback for us?
Leave us a comment or ask a question on the lessons page.
It's super simple. Go to TurkishClass101.com,
scroll down to the comments, and enter your comment and name.
And that's it.
Commenting is a great way to practice writing and reading in Persian.
It helps you learn faster.
And it helps us get better through your feedback.
Go to PersianPod101.com and comment now.